You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 189, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And my name's Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, live your inspiration, breathe your faith, be alive in your faith. And joining me on today's show is Amy Brettel. Amy's pursuit of the cross started on January 22nd, 2016, the day she started reading the Bible for the very first time and was compelled to take photos of crosses. Now, Amy's mission is to get more images of crosses in the world to help people discover, deepen, encourage, and inspire faith. Now, her faith blog, her speaking, her photography, and inspirational gifts are designed to encourage others to seek and see crosses in everyday life. Now, on today's show, Amy is going to share taking an idea and adding the persistence of taking little steps, which really do add up. She's learned that the little things in life are big. Just like a little seed of faith, it grows. She's also going to talk about how her mission started with helping a little girl and has turned into getting more crosses in the world to help people discover, deepen, and of course, to encourage and uplift faith. So welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. I'm honored to be here.
So honored to have you here to share your journey. So take us back to January 22nd, 2016. As I said in the introduction, this was the very first day that you started reading the Bible for the first time. And from then you were compelled to take photos of crosses. But take us back to that day. What started you in actually picking up the Bible and reading it? What was happening at that time?
Well, first I'd like to say I grew up with a great family in faith. My parents, always, we went to church together, but I was pretty much a mediocre Methodist, I would say. I didn't really get the personal connection. And I had been, I mean, for several years, I had been listening to sermons and podcasts and deepening my faith. But a friend of mine had said, you need to read this book, the Bible. Yeah. And I had planned on it many times, but never got around to it. And I just decided, okay, I'm going to do this. And that day I started, I opened the book and just took my first picture of the cross. And then for a solid month, I was seeking. I just had to take pictures of crosses. I was compelled.
Yes.
And I didn't know why. I didn't have any intent to do anything with the images. I'm not a photographer by trade. I have a background in over 20 years of human resources and more of a business side career. Mm. But I was led, and I just followed what was in my heart to take all of these photos of crosses.
Yes.
And along the way, it dawned on me to do something with them to help this little girl that I had met in Cuba.
Amazing. One of the things that I wanted to ask, I mean, obviously you grew up in the church and your parents were Christians. So as you started reading your Bible, were there various stories that really stood out to you? I mean, as you were reading, what was happening? What were some of the things? Did you start from the beginning and just kind of worked your way in?
I did. I started right at Genesis and I just kept going. And then a friend of mine said, well, go to the New Testament because you might feel a little something more there. But I just found each chapter just so invigorating to understand it. And as I was listening to sermons online, some Leviticus and the pomegranates and the chimes and the bells, it's like, oh, I read about that. I know something. I mean, there's so much to the Bible, and it's transferable to, I think, our everyday lives and what we're going through. It really helped me. I think a lot of the Bible principles that I apply in my life and in my business are those, you know, the mustard seed. Mm. All it takes is a little faith to get started and yes. to have that perseverance to keep going, and that it does grow.
Yeah.
I've been a good person, but I've lived, I think, a pretty selfish life, growing up and being single and cycling and business and fitting time in. I don't have children of my own. And it just all came together for me to do something more outside of myself that I think when you listen to this voice of God, and he's really directed and placed in my heart to get more crosses in the world. And as I've been focused and obedient to that, more and more occurs for even abundance. Some of the biblical principles of abundance and the fish, for a while I thought, well, I'll just post on Instagram at my Live, Breathe, Alive. I'll do one or two a week. And that started in September of 2017. And as I started, I'm like, oh, well, I have more. And it's turned into like every Monday through Friday, I post some inspirational messages, crosses. And then it's even turned into these everyday crosses. Those that are formed that aren't meant to be crosses necessarily, but they are shadows and railings, and I'll find branches in my walk. And I think those are all signs of nature, that God starts in nature and is the original art form.
Yeah.
But the other part of my journey has really been that this all started to help this little girl I met in Cuba in October of 2015. I had been praying, God, use me, show me my purpose, show me, you know, for over a year, patience, like, come, please show me more. What should I be doing? What's the direction? And I had an opportunity to travel with People to People International on a humanitarian trip to Cuba, and was outside of Ernest Hemingway's home, and turned around, and there was this little girl after school. She was just there. And I asked if I could take a picture of her. And we walked for a little while, and I talked with her in my broken Spanish that I knew from high school over 20 years ago, and asked her just, you know, her name, how old she was, cuantos años. I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I just wanted to spend time with her. And then I had to leave to get back on the bus to go back to Havana. And I just kept thinking about her and about her life. She was in such a poor area. And then my niece and nephew that have so much abundance. And I just thought, wow, she just caught me. And I think God blends. God brings people in your life at different time. And she was there for a reason. And the next day I went back to find her. In a city of a million, but I did befriend a taxi cab driver who spoke English and Spanish. And as we were going back to the area, like, I just knew where she was. She couldn't be that far. And we went on these bumpy roads, and it was hot, asking other kids, because I had taken a picture of her, that I had that image that he could ask. And we finally tracked her down, and then she was playing with down at a friend's house. So we waited, and she came out to the house, and we actually like ran to each other. It was, it seemed kind of like movie theater, but I just met her the day before, but I missed her. And I don't know, you know, I think God brings those people into your life to do something. So when I returned to Kansas City, I was inspired to raise money to help her have a better life. And I didn't have a product to sell. I thought about a couple items that I could make, but it didn't come together. But I had that in the back of my mind. I wanted to do something for her. And then along the way, in prayer, then that following January, I started reading my Bible. I had these photos that I had taken, and continuing the prayer. Then it was probably around the early March, I asked a good friend of mine, hey, can I show you some photos that I, and she is an art design major. And so I met with her, and she said, I like these. And I said, okay, I could do greeting cards. I started there, just greeting cards. And we joked, and I said, if none of them sell, that's fine. I'll have a lifetime supply. And I was completely fine with that. But it all started to help this little girl, and it's grown. Then I met some other people that said, oh, you should do frame prints. And when I saw my items in frame prints, I said, I'm going to have a gallery show someday. I don't know how, but I will. I'm going to do a gallery show. And God brought that to me. And I think you put it out there. So it's also the biblical principle of ask, seek, knock has really been a testament in my life of, it never hurts to ask. People can always say no, but they can also say yes. And one great example, I had an opportunity to speak to a congregation because I just have to get this out that God's leading me. And it was a minister who I met with. I asked, can I share a passion project that's in my heart? And he met with me. I'd attended his church several times, but wasn't a member. And he said, sure. And so he liked the everyday crosses that I do. And I'm developing that series now further, that I want to do a book with that, to have a published book. And I just asked, can I come speak to a small group? And he said, well, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. A couple weeks later, he emailed me and he said, your project sparked a sermon series idea on symbols, and I'd like 1 week to be featured on the cross and feature your artwork and for you to be interviewed. So I just think that how cool that is. How cool is God, really, yeah. that I asked to speak to a small group and he came back with two sermons. So it was over 200 people that I got to share my work with and that everyday cross and to help people see the cross in everyday life, that it's not in a practiced environment necessarily, but it's everywhere.
Yeah, I love that. So if you are thinking then of the images that you've taken, so now what it is and how that's come about, so you're selling them as gift cards so people can buy them. The crosses are obviously the pictures on the front. And so what else have you, so what else has come about of that? That's just incredible. So they're gift cards. You're speaking and obviously sharing your message.
Right. Yeah, and so I did cards. I have prints and frame prints. And then I also met with a friend. So I think this is another principle of community, that we can't do it by ourselves. It takes others' ideas to help inspire us, to keep us going. Mm. But still, you have to listen to your own voice that know this is what I'm doing.
Yes.
Because I've had other people say, well, it's just a card. You know, who wants to spend that much on a card when you can buy one for 99 cents? I'm like, no, there is a niche for this.
Yes.
And that it's art, really. It's a gift. It's not a card. And that it can be framed so you can then frame your handwritten message that you send to someone. I think there's still a place for that written word that's lost, you know, to send an actual real physical mail to someone. Then I also put it on journals. So I have one of my best sellers is this rural cross scene that really, I think, connects to a lot of people. Yeah. And that's an important part of this too, that it's not just those that are in faith and know of their faith, because I didn't always have faith at the center of my life, but that some of these everyday crosses can spark something, that an image is important, that a lot of times, even I post on Facebook that people will love a pretty picture, you know, and you'll get a lot of engagement or likes, but you might post a photo of a cross and not get much.
Yes.
And that's fine, because I've been out and people have commented on it where I don't think that it might necessarily be seen, but there is that subconscious aspect of the power of images. So I keep going and I keep doing that. If it can touch, you know, one person or two people, or you just never know. And then with Instagram is a great platform also that I'm using and hope to get additional users there and engagement to really spread that it's all around, that it's not just in a practice setting.
Yeah, I love that. So if someone's listening or watching today, or even the recording, I mean, something that I'd love for you to just to spend a little time in speaking about, because this is so important when we're thinking about the bigger vision that we really have for our businesses, that often we have a plan and a timing that we would love to fulfill this by, but then we realize, you know what, God's planning and his timing can be completely different to us. But one of the things you've already alluded to is around having that patience and having community and so forth to support you so that we don't give up. So if you think about the time when you originally or initially had the idea to now where you are selling gift cards, selling prints, and getting great feedback from people who just love the images that you're sharing. What time span is that over that period of time?
That's 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So October 2015 is when I met the little girl, where I had the inspiration. I wanted to help her, was the first step.
Yeah.
And then it was January, the following January, when I started reading my Bible. I'd been taking pictures of crosses. And in that January of 2016, at that same time, I woke up that year with the words live, breathe, alive. And I didn't know how I was going to get to those, but I was in a pursuit. And I call this my pursuit of the cross, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that the cross is life. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've found. And along the way, it has been a test of patience, that I pray every morning that, okay, God, I will be faithful to what you've placed in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times along the way, I really didn't know what the steps would be. I don't know all the hows. I love going for walks in nature. I think that's one of my favorite worship times is nature, because God is all around. And I would be praying. I would just, God, I don't know how to do this. I'm trying to help this little girl. How do I get this message out? It's growing in me. I've got to do this. And I would see unformed, formed crosses that I would take pictures of. I mean, very, from a storm, I wasn't going to walk one way, but then I decided, oh, I'll go this way. And I see these branches, this actually tree droppings in the shape of a cross. I see a tree or a cross of a shadow and a pole. And it's only that time I've walked that route 100 times that I've never seen that. But yeah. During prayer, I saw it. And I'll see crosses in the sky and all other areas. So it's also transitioned as I have moved. So it's been 2.5 years that it started all with form crosses that I have, but it's these unformed images that I think are even more powerful in a story for others to connect, that it can be viewed in art.
Yes.
Where is art even practiced that can connect to others? So I'm wanting to widen it to everybody, that it's the cross for everyday living and for our everyday life.
Yeah, brilliant.
But to your question of patience is definitely there. And I feel a big sense of duty and obedience, that this is what my mission is and I have to fulfill it. And I do believe that God will bring me more speaking opportunities. He'll bring more opportunities for it to be seen. If I'm doing what he placed in my heart and it's for the right reasons, I just have to keep going. And I don't know all the hows, but I know that he will help bring it to
me. Yeah. And I think sometimes, you know, the situations or the circumstances that we go through really develop in us skills, strengths, character that we then need as we continue to grow our business. So I wonder, looking back through that time span, I mean, one of the outcomes I can really see and hear come through is the fact that you're now starting to see the shape of crosses in art form that you would maybe never have even considered were it not for the stillness and patience. Are there any other insights or lessons that you've learned that you think is really important for you, but also insights as other business owners who maybe are in the situations of having to be patient and waiting for God to say, well, now's the time to move? Because that waiting time can be so frustrating sometimes, can't it?
I've heard a lot of great sermons. There's so many pastors out there that I listen to and provide inspiration. But another one is, you know, you have to take step 1, 2, 3 to then maybe get to 4, 5, 6. That it did start with these greeting card gifts. And that was all on my radar as a way to help this little girl. But it's transformed into more, that it's transitioned. As I keep making steps, it grows. It was to help her. And I do have where my proceeds of the Cuba collection, specific cards and images that I have from Cuba that I was taking before I even knew, you know, I wasn't even reading the Bible at that point, but it was just in me. I took these pictures with my iPhone, all of these pictures with my iPhone, that it transitions to something more as you are faithful for this little voice that's in you. It did not give up on that little voice, that even along the way, people say, oh, that's just a card, or you should be doing this, or you should do that. It's like, no, I'm not going to give up on this. Another one, I think perseverance is a big part of the learning lesson. How important is it to you? I realized early on, because I'm not a photographer, I took all of these photos with my iPhone. The technology is amazing, but then it's the pixels and how do you get things printed? And I had some items in square design. How do I get in a 4x6? Then where do I find this and where do I find that? That I was talking to a good friend of mine. She was an adopted grandmother, another person that God brought into my life, an older woman who recently passed. And I told her, I said, you know, Jean, I'm realizing that how important is this to me? Because if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. It's not like you're in a work environment, you know, an entrepreneur, you are the idea and who else is going to do it? And I was frustrated at the time and I put the project aside for a couple weeks. And when I was sharing this with her, she said, I think you'll do it. You know, it was just a little encouragement. I think you'll do it. So the learning lesson is also stay true to what's in your heart. Don't give up on it. That's where my live, breathe, alive, you know, live your inspiration. If it's important to you, if God placed that in your heart, go do.
Yes.
And the hows will come. The people will come. ask people, because they can always say no, but they can also say yes. Mm-hmm. And if God gave you everything, he wouldn't have the opportunity to exceed your expectations. So you never know where that next wow will come.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Just keep going. Every day I would take steps to do something that will help further getting more crosses in the world, mm-hmm. from my posts on Instagram, from the blogs that I write, other inspirational messages. I do those every other week. And that just started initially. I'm like, well, maybe I'll do it once a month. And then it turned into like weekly, and it just kept growing. So things, I think the lesson is also it grows.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, you know, as business owners, and we know that it's important, or even as individuals, we do have a goal, and we're always encouraged to set a goal and a vision, because without that, you know, and in the Bible it says without a vision people will perish. But sometimes what happens, and we touched on this, we get impatient because we want to achieve the vision, but there's so many different steps that we need to take. And some of those steps are actually going backwards when we realize, you know what, that didn't work so well. Let's backtrack and let's see if we can do something a little bit differently. And all of those things build a strength in you, if you will, that allows you to build a different idea. Now, something that you said, and I think this is so important for all of us, is that there's time that we need to take out that will feed into our spirit, that will inspire us, that will allow us to, you know, that quiet time with him. So I'm sure that on your walk, and you said nature walks is something that you love, and for me, I love that too, because then as we're praying and as we're just celebrating in nature and just praising him, that wow, you know, because let's face it, we can walk past a bush with a flower, and then one day we look at it and we go, that's incredible, the intricacy of the petals and everything. And that is testament to God's incredible creativity. When we start to do that, there's little things that just happen, an idea or something that we're able to put together with another idea that we've had. But how important it is to take the time to do that rather than rushing from one project mm-hmm. to another. Have you found that it's in those quiet times when you are leaning in that you get mm-hmm. ideas that you think, well, that can only come through him, because I would never have thought of it had it just been for my own, you know. Would you agree that's to be true?
Yes. Yes, I said that's very true, because finding these everyday crosses, that's all from him, mm. where I've taken time and now I see them. And there's even times where I'm surprised by finding these everyday crosses, and I'm astute and I look for them. But then there's even time that I'm like, really, you are so good that you are right there too. Mm. And it's been so uplifting and inspiring myself, but that other people tell me your artwork inspires me, that now I look for everyday crosses. Yes. And I have people send me crosses. So this other lesson of abundance was initially, I don't know if I finished my full thought on that of Instagram. I'll just do a little bit, because I need to save some of my cross photos, because I don't know how many I have, and I need to kind of, you know, measure them out. And then along, it was probably about 3 months ago, I just decided I'm just going to keep posting them. More will come, more will come. And when I made that shift is when people started sending me then some of their photos and their crosses, and more of those everyday crosses. So I do a feature of someone else's everyday wow. cross that they send me, that it's not just all me. I mean, predominantly, you know, 99% of what yes. I post is what I've taken and what I see and what I come along and, you know, how I view the crosses.
Yeah.
But definitely to your point of taking in the downtime in prayer, that sometimes I say there's always something to do. And if you don't know what to do, then stop and pray
yes.
and ask, pause, think, what mm-hmm. should that be? And there is inspiration in nature, in time, in asking that I have found even more, that it's transitioned. For me, it started to help this little girl, and it's grown into getting more crosses in the world to inspire other people to discover faith, to deepen their faith. And along the way, I've also realized, this is maybe a simple concept, but as more of a newer believer in the last, you know, 3 to 5 years, and then really deepening my faith in January of 2016, my parents have been lifelong church members and always going, that I realized for them that they even need times of uplift, that even if you are a longtime churchgoer and full of faith, that everyone needs a little uplift from time to time, whether, you know, it's those blog messages or seeing photos, that especially with all the negativity in the world, we need those encouragers in nature, that we're not alone, that there is a higher power. And that's something that I learned too through this whole mm-hmm. journey in my walk of faith. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So, Amy, share with us then the best way that we can connect with you and get your card, what's your Instagram handle, all of that good stuff, because I'm sure people cannot wait. And by the way, if you've got anything near to you now, go ahead and hold it up so we can actually see that. If you've got something,
I don't have anything with me right now, but I do have one of my best-selling images is this rural setting that I think people connect to if they grew up in a farm-type area. Or it just has gravel roads that people have told me that it's a sense of home, a sense of peace. But Instagram, I'd love the encouragement and following. It's Live, Breathe, Alive. So that's breathe with an E. And then my website is livebreathealive.com. And you can subscribe through email and get blog messages that I send. And then also on Facebook, I'm under Live, Breathe, Alive. If you'd like my page, that would be awesome. I post there as well. And it's really just, I describe Live, Breathe, Alive as a faith-based inspirational company to help people discover and connect faith. I have a rural collection also, along with my cross collection, and I'm developing an everyday cross line that I want to have a published book that I'm working on an outline. And that, again, to the point of it starts small, like that seed of faith, but then it grows because I am speaking now. I'm speaking to other churches about what I see and find. And that's, you know, the symbol of what the cross used to mean can be very stark, but it's strength and it's life and it's hope and encouragement that means so much to people. And that I think there's going to be an insurgence of a faith movement too.
Yeah. It's so interesting that, you know, with you and the ministry that you're doing, typically when people will often think about this, it's that, well, I'm not someone who can really get up on stage and share, you know, sermons and things like that. God uses us right then and there with what we have, what we can do. And for you, it's your iPhone and a passion and a real desire to take photos of crosses. And through that, you're now impacting definitely the life of the little girl in Cuba, but also too many more people who are now inspired and empowered through the images that you share. Now, had you not nurtured that thought and taken action to see that come to fruition, we wouldn't be speaking today. And so, you know, that's such an incredible lesson for someone who may be listening or watching and thinking, what can I do? I want to do something. Do what has been placed in your heart, and what are you doing already that God can say, you know what, unite that, and as you move forward, that's how I'm going to use you to spread that message. So fantastic. And so one of the things that I'm going to do is put all of those details on our show notes, which is available at ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE189. And I'd love to finish the show just by saying a word of prayer. May I do that for you today, Amy?
Thank you.
Fabulous. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Amy and just for how you're working through her life, and that she's now being able to share her story and how she is honoring you, and also just sharing her faith and her love for you in the lives of others as they're enjoying the cards, and also too, Father, as they're starting to notice the crosses in everyday life as well. Father, we just want to uphold her and her mission and ministry up in prayer. May you continue to strengthen her. May you continue to give her insight that only can come from you to help really build and take that message that glorifies you. Father, we just want to also pray for the people who are listening and watching that maybe, just maybe, you've been planting a seed, a mustard seed of an idea, that through hearing Amy's story that they too can now start to put that together into the direction and the steps that you've now destined for them, Father. And we just want to ask this all in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. And I love that. It's just incredible how God works, you know, and continued, you know, blessings as you continue to share those everyday crosses and empower others to start seeing the crosses in their everyday journeys as well. I bet you now we'll start to see them everywhere. And of course, connect with you on Instagram so we can see your images and of course start to share that across the globe as well. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's been such a treat to speak with you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.